Joni Gragans here. You're listening to KSRO 1350 on your AM dial and 103.5. My guest, Natasha Trinith, the founder, the president of Natron, Natron Healthy Trinity. That's right, your favorite probiotic, the watchdog of your gut. I've got many, many emails sent to me at Joni G, J-O-A-N-I-E-G, at KSRO. Asking for Natasha to address certain topics. And remember, you can email me. That's the best way to do it. Joni G at KSRO, because I pass these things on to Natasha, because it's so important that you understand, you know, you hear all about probiotics, but what's really going on. And congratulations to Michelle, Helene, Linda, and Gwen, who are all pregnant and want to know about their, they keep hearing about probiotics, what they should do. And then, of course, we have many others that have children. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Joni. We sound like we're ready to go.
We are ready to go. But again, I've been holding on these some of these emails because I wanted, you know, to really have you address this. As you see, women seem to be getting pregnant more than ever again. And let me also mention Sherry and Darlene. They also asked. They want to know about probiotics in their pregnancy, Natasha. You know, they're pregnant. Now, all of a sudden, they hear about it, but they're not quite sure. When should they take them? Should they be taking them now? And what kind of things do probiotics do to maybe help them in terms of a healthy pregnancy?
Well, that's a very important question. Let's just talk about the gut microbiota as the most important ecosystem in your body to balance or to improve. And that's found in your GI tract. That's about 100 trillion bacteria. And to make a long story short and not to bore your audience, over the several last decades, that composition of the microbiota, especially in westernized world, has not been predisposing the mother to passing on the correct bacteria to the infant, which is so important to infant health and not just physical health, but mental health.
Exactly.
And as a result, you know, years ago, doctors thought that the womb was sterile, everything was sterile inside the body. Well, they're finding out slowly that it's not sterile. They found certain undesirable bacteria even in the placenta. Wow. In the afterbirth. So it's very important for the mother to really do her homework and figure out the best probiotic combination to take for her GI health, and then to take the right bacteria strain for her infant health, because we don't know how, you know, God or nature decided this, but right before, you know, the child is about to be born, certain bacteria in healthy mothers find their way to the birth canal and are there ready to join the infant that is, as it passes the birth canal. And we have found in these studies that these infants, especially in westernized countries, are not getting a bacteria called Bifidobacteria infantis as they pass through the birth canal. And they're guessing that this is the cause of so many problems in the Western society that we see so prevalent with our children.
And you know, the thing that bothers me, and I know we'll just, I'll go out on a limb in a little bit, is that they're vaccinating children straight out of the womb here. So it's a little bothersome, and especially, again, if they don't have or haven't got a healthy GI tract. I mean, it's pretty alarming.
Yeah, of course, because you're now testing an immune system that hasn't developed tolerance. You know, going back to my Bifidobacteria infantis, I was privileged to communicate with a great researcher up at UC Davis here in California, who actually has done tremendous work that shows that mother's milk has had, you know, an evolutionary process in the developing certain nutrients to support this specific bacteria called Bifidobacteria infantis. And that's the one we're not finding in the U.S., even in the breastfed infants.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, it's just my educated guess from being in this field for 45 years. But I'm guessing it's dietary changes, it's the abuse of antibiotics, it's the use of toxins and chemicals in our diet. And this bacteria has disappeared. And interestingly enough, in third world countries, you can find this very important bacteria in children, and they seem to do better. They have more; their immune system is much more tolerant. That you can develop the immune system better, and they have less learning difficulties like we have here in the West.
That is pretty amazing news, isn't it? It's actually sort of frightening. One of the things that Elaine asked when she emailed as well is, should she start taking probiotics immediately when you're pregnant? My personal opinion is you'd be taking probiotic anyway. But, it's especially important, I would think, when you're pregnant.
Oh, listen, let me first say, and I don't want to be glib.
No, please. Be glib, Natasha, please.
If you eat and breathe, you should be taking a good probiotic supplement, especially in westernized countries. If you are pregnant or planning to be pregnant, it's absolutely vital that you arm yourself with this information. And, of course, diet and exercise is very important. But the composition of this microbiota that we find in our GR tract really affects everything. It affects the digestive health of the child. It affects the mental health of the child. It affects the immune system of the child. It affects the health of the skin of the child, the hair, everything. It's really our partner in helping to break down nutrients to nourish our body without irritating our immune system. That's about the bottom line. And unfortunately for us is that, probiotics have become a buzzword. That is a very complex science, microbiology. And our government is not really regulating what people put in their product, what they say on the shelf. And, a cheap price is usually an indicator that it's just, some stuff thrown in. And whether or not you're going to get any actual benefit is anybody's question. So what I'm encouraging people is that this is really the most important aspect of your health.
That's right.
I was telling to someone the other day that we're convinced by all the people who sell electronics that we want something that we possibly don't need. No one needs new, phones when they come off right off the assembly line.
Right.
We don't need all this new, but we're convinced that we need it. However, we're not convinced at all that we need something that keeps our brain going, our body going, to investigate, because if we were to investigate, 80% of the products would be off the shelf.
I know that is a sad thing, and the other thing too, that since probiotics are out there, when they're put in ice cream and all these other things, guess what, folks? Forget it. That is not how to get your probiotics. One of the things that we had too from Helene, she was the other one wanting to know about probiotics in your baby, and so here's your baby, the early years, and what kind of things can probiotics do? She wants her baby to be the healthiest baby ever.
Okay, well, very important that I can just say not just any probiotics, because
of course not.
Manufacturers are giving the wrong species of bacteria to their infants. I'm talking specifically about Bifidobacterium infantis, and this is supported by numerous articles. This particular bacteria is the one, remember that I told you that mother's milk was designed to support?
Yes.
So it's not Natasha's opinion, I guess it's the Mother Nature's opinion.
Mother Nature, we like that.
And we have found that this particular bacteria has a great interconnection with the immune cells on the GI tract. And why is this important for your infant? Because an aggravated immune system will cause inflammation and will become a barrier to better learning, to better health, and to better skin health and healthy weight gain. So, there is wealth, weight gain that's important for infants, but there's unhealthy weight gain that happens when the child is not healthy. So those are the, primary factors to, lead to great digestive health, immune health, brain health, and skin health.
Well, I will tell you that Carla said, I'm going to just tell you what she said. She said that she has, for the first time with her second baby, she's using Natron's Life Start, and it's made such a difference, and she thinks that the doctor should recommend it.
Well, yes. Well, we're trying to. I've been trying to work with a wonderful doctor, pediatric doctor at the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, wow.
And we're trying to start a clinical trial out there, but, funding for dietary supplements has not been great in the States. But, you know, people from Mayo Clinic, from very prestigious organizations, are continually contacting me, wanting more information, because it's obvious, you know, they've been trained to receive information about some drug that has an attack on a symptom and gives critical care, which I'm not against, but they really are just beginning to learn about what I call the holistic care.
Yes.
And the understanding of these probiotics and what they can do for our overall health.
You talk about, I know that you've talked about, the gut flora footprint, right, of
yes.
a newborn. What does that mean?
Well, you know, that footprint, it means that if, for instance, your mother and father, you know, have dysbiosis or irregular bowels, or there's a history of family history of not having a healthy flora composition in your gut, that, you know, footprint will be passed on to the child.
Yes. Yes.
And there's some fascinating work done by a British a researcher of Russian descent. It says that she has concluded that the child and the grandchild of parents and grandparents that have disruptive guts leads to, you know, learning disabilities and a host of problems for the child.
Wow. I mean, that's, and we had one from Charlene, too. She wanted to know, she is going to have a cesarean delivery, which she knows. Now she's very alarmed about this, because if you're talking about children and bacteria from the mother, what can she do?
Well, very good question. You know, we're probably the only company for the last 20, 25 years have had this Bifidobacteria infantis in the product Lifestar. I would say she should take, you know, a combination either of the Healthy Start System or the Healthy Trinity for herself before she has a C-section, and then after birth give the child the Lifestar, you know, as she's breastfeeding, or if she's giving formula, especially she needs to give a supplement to introduce this very important bacteria into her infant's gut.
This is so important. Another question, so do you start your baby off immediately on Lifestar? Is it is that where you would start, Natasha?
Yes, yes, because right at that crucial moment is the most important, because as we talked about just a minute ago, that bacterial footprint, the gut footprint, is established there, and this is a completely safe intervention you can do for your child to give them the best chance of having a good, gut flora composition.
I mean, you think about it, that's so exciting. We have Leslie. She says, well, she unfortunately didn't start her children on it, but she has 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. And what can they take, probiotics, or is Lifestar the best thing for them?
Well, you know, Lifestar is really the best thing for them to start with. Because if they, you know, even were breastfed, as I said, in westernized countries, we're not finding this species of bacteria. And the one good thing about, you know, nature, and we have a system where, you know, we have trained people on our staff that can help you develop what I call a probiotic layering system, mm-hmm. whether you're talking about an infant, a child, an adult, and we're about the only company in the world that I know that does that, that actually helps the person, just like you, Joni, help a person to get their best aerobic and exercise regimen. We help you to get your best probiotic regimen for whatever particular moment in life you are.
Well, and I also will say, too, when you go to natron.com, take a look, because, you know, and read. There's wonderful articles that you have there, and I do know, you know, that all your probiotics, it results of, right, is it over 30 years of focused research? This is research, folks, independent testing. And, again, what a gift to give your child if you can give them, again, the gift of health. Imagine, again, the gift of health, giving your child life. Mom, why didn't you do this for me? But again, that's the best gift of health you can give your child. Natasha, thank you so much. This has been so enlightening. We can't take all of the emails that I'm getting, but I promise that you'll be answered. It's natron.com. Take a look. It's the early years. Start with Lifestar.
And please do talk to our people. We're not,
yes.
They're not just telemarketers. They're people who care just like we care. And they've been with the company for 10 or more years, and they've helped many people make the right decision about how to improve their digestive health.
Absolutely. Natasha Trenief, thank you. I'm Joni Gregan, just in KSRO.